I think it's watching the movie, English movie. Because when I'm watching English movie, it can arouse my interest towards English. And I think the scene is so memorable. Then some famous dialogue in the film is... In my daily social circle, our friends will always talk about the famous dialogue in the film. So that I think I can learn English from that dialogue.
I have a friend who watches some movies so many times that he can say the lines coming up next. Yeah. I mean, are you kind of like that? Is that the way you watch movies sometimes over and over again, that you enjoy them that much?
Yes, you can. Yes, it's similar.
And do you have a favorite movie then?
Favorite movie? Harry Potter. I'm a big fan of Harry Potter.
Okay, and what about reading then? Do you have any memorable reading experiences in English?
Not much, because I usually watch the Chinese translation of the different English book.
Your major is psychology, yeah. And I believe that there is a lot to read,
yes,
in English. Mm. For studying, so how's that going?
In every subject, my major course required different textbook, and before examination or each lesson, I have to revise all the contents of the books. I think I have much improvements in English because of those textbook. For some special terms in psychology or different native speaking English. In the textbook, some specific terms. For example, in our Hong Kong setting, we also said young children is children. But in those textbooks, the children will be defined as infants. That's the major differences.
And then what about when you're learning the new vocabulary? How do you work out the meaning?
I will check over the passage, see if I can match with some Cantonese verse into that meaning of vocabulary, and I will search in the dictionary.
So it sounds like a bit of work.
Yeah, it's a hard work.
And what's the difference between the writing you're doing in university to the writing that you did in secondary school?
In secondary school, we mainly focus on the argumentative essay, and we will express our opinions in English and provide some evidence. However, in the university setting, we have to find different references, and we have to do much reading before we write. That's the major difference.